The yearly Sunstone Religious Symposium began Wednesday night on the University of Utah campus. The event features hundreds of presenters who are meant to represent a wide spectrum of Mormon belief and non-belief. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Although it's been nearly 40 years since Sunstone's first symposium, the event has gone through a recent evolution. Lindsay Park has been in charge of organizing the four-day seminar since 2015, and her intention has been to widen the tent of who is considered Mormon.
There's more than one way to Mormon. So we look at Mormonism not just as a noun, but as a verb. It's an active verb. So we're asking people to show up, show us how you Mormon.
Among those featured this year is a former Mormon bishop involved in LGBT outreach, a stripper who teaches Sunday school in her Arizona congregation, and a former member of the FLDS Church, Roy Jeffs, son of Warren Jeffs, the convicted felon and polygamist leader.
I was surprised at how welcoming everyone was. And it was very, I guess, eye-opening to me to see that there is people that want to understand and people that want to, you know, visit this topic.
Jeff says that after he left his faith community, he initially felt a lot of shame for ever being associated with it. He wanted nothing to do with anything Mormon-related. But recently, he's taken more ownership of his upbringing.
It's been very interesting to me, and so that's where I was like, wait a minute, I'm Mormon too. I'm atheist, but I'm still Mormon.
And this symposium is a place where Jeff says that kind of distinction is both understood and celebrated. Sunstone continues through this Saturday on the University of Utah campus. Lee Hale, KUER News.